In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text this Easter, both our epistle reading, Colossians 3, and our gospel reading, Matthew 28. Brothers and sisters in Christ, alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. And today, the old is gone, and the new has come. The women, they went to the tomb early on the first day of the week, seeking the old. They went to the tomb to see the grave sealed, the stone firmly fixed in place, and the dead body of Jesus on the inside. That's what they went to see. But when they got there, they saw something entirely different. The stone was rolled away. The angel was sitting triumphantly upon the stone, mocking death, saying, "I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, and then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." Yes, the women went to the tomb, seeking the old, suffering, pain, loss, the end of life, death itself. But they found the new. Joy and peace and resurrection and the beginning of new life. Paul calls new things the things above, and he calls the old things the earthly things. He says, if you have been raised with Christ, and in order to be raised with Christ, you have to be dead, first of all. He says that earlier in chapter 2, when he says that we were buried with Christ by baptism, dead, buried, risen. If you have been raised with Christ, set your mind on the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God's power. Do not think about the earthly things. Do not set your mind on anything in this entire creation, because it is all passing away. And if you set your mind on the things that are passing away, then you will go with them. Instead, set your mind on the things above, on Christ, on the eternity of his life and resurrection. Rejoice, Jesus says to the women that Easter morning. And they came and they took hold of his feet and they worshiped him. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Today the old has gone and the new has come. Better yet, St. Paul says, the new has come to you. Because in baptism, you have died, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised Jesus from the dead. And your life now, your true life, your eternal life has been hidden with Christ in God. Did you catch that? It is now yours, though it is hidden with Christ in God. Hidden from what? From all the old, earthly things, the things of this old creation, from all the things that we fear, all the things which in some way, shape, or form are related to death. We fear the things that can take our lives and the lives of those whom we love. We fear the things that threaten our lives and our livelihoods in some way. Wars and rumors of war, blizzards, fire, hail, famine, a stock market crash, an ag market crash, cancer, diabetes, ALS, heart failure, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, dementia, violence, theft, murder, suffering in a hospital bed, pain, a slow agonizing death. Your life has been hidden from all that. Hidden how? Hidden with Christ in God, St. Paul says. And though Christ has ascended to the Father's right hand, still he promises to come again to take you to himself, that where he is at the Father's side, there you may be with him also. So while any of these things that you fear or not may happen to you in this life, in this old creation, one thing remains certain, remains true. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia! Today, the old is gone and the new has come. Despite what you see this day, or what you feel, or what you experience, wars and rumors of war, blizzards, fire, hail, famine, stock market crash, ag market crash, cancer, diabetes, ALS, heart failure, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, dementia, violence, theft, murder, pain, suffering, and death, they are not the always. They are not the forever. They are temporary. They are fleeting. They are passing away. They will be forever undone. For alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Today, the old has gone and the new has come. So set your mind on the things that are above. As you live in your old, this old creation, set your minds on the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And as the angel said, do not be afraid. For the serpent who overcame by the tree in the garden has likewise been overcome by the tree of the cross. Do not be afraid. Jesus has trampled down death with his own death. Do not be afraid, for Christ has died, and Christ is risen, and Christ will come again in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the trumpet, to raise our mortal bodies to be immortal and imperishable. Do not be afraid, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Do not be afraid. He will wipe every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, or pain any more, for the former things will have passed away. And you will hear your God say, behold, I am making all things new. Do not be afraid, for Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. And the deep and dark of the night that you feel today will melt away with the dawning of the light of your Christ at the resurrection. And you who sow in tears shall reap in joy. And though this new life is still hidden from our eyes today, nothing can separate you from it. Nothing in your past, nothing in your present, nothing in your future, nothing can pull your new life out of the nail-marked hands of the crucified and risen Savior. Why? Because, alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Today, the old has gone and the new has come. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.